Blog Talk Radio.
Mind-boggling. Absolutely mind-boggling. You make no sense. You know how cretinous you sound when you think that a broadcaster can affect what happens on a game? How stupid you sound? How infantile?
And welcome to The Off Balance. Hello, sports fans. My name is Tom, co-host of The Balance. Each and every day, Kevin and I will be alternating days and just bringing you some just updated information and just some thoughts that are on our mind about the sports world. We won't be taking any calls during this. It's a short 15-minute daily segment, but also make sure that you listen to the Balance sportscast every Monday evening at 7:30. Of course, we'll take your emails at tbalance@ymail.com, and you can also follow us at tbalance, and you can also catch us on Facebook. Well, today's topic is one of mournfulness. George Michael Steinbrenner, if you've not heard, passed away this morning from a massive heart attack in Florida. George Michael Steinbrenner came in this world with a bang and left the world with a bang. He was born July 4th, 1930. He died today, July 13th, 2010. Michael Steinbrenner, apologize. George Steinbrenner died of a massive heart attack today, July 13th, 2010. Love or hate George, he helped form a major dynasty in the baseball world. George Steinbrenner will always be remembered as a part and a developing person of the Yankees. You realize he bought the Yankees for $10 million. That seems like a lot of money, but that's probably one person on his, that's one of his outfielders, that's a right fielder for the Yankees. So, and he built it to the major organization that it was in. He was the principal owner and manager partner of Major League Baseball's New York Yankees. His outspokenness, his role in driving up player salaries, he was always quick to open up the checkbook and hand out a check, not only to his players, but to those in need, and countless of charitable organizations that the Steinbrenners gave to. He is survived by his wife, Elizabeth, his children, his sons, Hank and Al, who run the day-to-day operations of the New York Yankees, and his daughters, Jessica and Jennifer. His parents were Henry and Rita. George has some Indiana connections, believe it or not. Before he got into baseball, he was an assistant football coach at Purdue University. He also attended in his young years Colburn Military Academy in northern Indiana. He was a true New Yorker, though. I think that there'll be no arguments about that. Like I said, he died after suffering a massive heart attack in his Tampa home. Early this morning on July 13th, 2010. And our prayers and thoughts go out to the Steinbrenner family. He, as a baseball fan, he is certainly an icon. Like I said, love or hate George Steinbrenner. He helped develop and shape baseball to what it is today. George was born in Rocky River, Ohio. He was the only son of Rita and Henry. Steinbrenner's father had been a track and field star as well as a world-class hurdler. Steinbrenner joined the Air Force right after graduating high school and was commissioned after graduating college, was commissioned as second lieutenant. And he was stationed at Lockbourne Air Force Base in Columbus, Ohio. Got an honorable discharge in 1954. Did some postgraduate study at Ohio State University, earning his master's degree in physical education. He served as a graduate assistant to legendary Buckeye football coach Woody Hayes. The Buckeyes were undefeated in the national championship that year that won the Rose Bowl. He met his wife-to-be, Elizabeth, in Columbus and married her on May 12, 1956. I find it, the couple also stayed married and gave birth to Hank and Hal, who run the day-to-day operations of the Yankees. I find that it's a tribute in itself on the day that George left this world. He died at the age of 80 on the day of the Major League Baseball All-Star Game. So I find that very, very tribute in itself. So we will always remember George Steinbrenner and as well as countless of baseball athletes and stars and executives have sent out their sympathies. Baseball Commissioner Bud Selig says, on behalf of baseball, I am very saddened by the passing this morning of George Steinbrenner. George was a giant of the game, and his devotion to baseball was suppressed only by his devotion to his family and his beloved New York Yankees. Dodgers and former Yankees manager Joe Torre said, I will always remember George Steinbrenner as a passionate man, a tough boss, a true visionary, a great humanitarian, and a dear friend. I will forever be grateful that he trusted me with his Yankees for 12 years. My heart goes out to his entire family, and he will be deeply missed in New York, Tampa, and throughout the world of baseball. It is only fitting that he went out as a world champ. So many, many other Yankees players have given their thoughts and prayers to the Steinbrenner family. Of course, Yankees Hall of Famer Yogi Berra said, it is a very sad day for me and Carmen and all of baseball. My sympathies go out to the Steinbrenner family. George was the boss. Make no mistake, he built the Yankees into champions and something nobody could ever deny. He was a very, very generous, caring, passionate man. George and I had our differences, but who didn't? We became great friends over the last decade, and I will miss him very very much. That from Yankees Hall of Famer Yogi Berra. And to be in that kind of company in itself is a remarkable achievement. When he was with the Yankees, he struggled during the early years. He was a shipbuilder prior to purchasing the Yankees, and he said, well, I'm going to buy this baseball team out in New York, and I'm going to stay out of the way. Well, as we know, that is not what happened. George Steinbrenner never stayed out of the way. But like I said, love or hating, he developed a dynasty in Major League Baseball, that of the pinstripes of the New York Yankees. On January 13, 1973, Steinbrenner and a minority partner, Burke, led a group of investors, which included Lester Crown, John DeLorean, and Nelson Bunker Hunt, in purchasing the Yankees from CBS. For years, the selling price was reported to be $10 million. However, Steinbrenner later revealed that the deal included two parking garages that CBS bought from the city, and soon after the deal closed, CBS bought back the garages for $1.2 million. The net cost for the group of Yankees was therefore $8.8 million. If you know anything about the Yankees, that's just a very, very small drop in the bucket of the money that they have spent over the years in building the dynasty. It's not come cheap. He has paid a very dear price for the Yankees that we know today. The pinstripes in the Bronx Giants. The team has struggled in a lot of different aspects, but Steinbrenner has always been at the forefront of his organization. He's been the face of the Yankees. He has stood behind the Yankees in good, bad, and indifferent. In the 1973 offseason, it would be Steinbrenner and Paul sought to hire former Oakland Athletics manager Dick Williams, who had resigned immediately after leading the team to its second straight World Series title. However, because of Williams was still under contract to Oakland, the legal wrangling prevented the Yankees from actually hiring him. On the first anniversary of the team's ownership change, the Yankees hired former Pittsburgh Pirates manager Bill Verdon to lead the team on the field. You know, Steinbrenner was famous for both his pursuit of high-priced free agents. I mean, I don't think anybody will argue the fact that Steinbrenner felt like that you could buy wins. And he said, show me a good loser, and I'll still show you a loser. I believe that was a quote that George Steinbrenner made very, very famous. So he was famous for his pursuit of high-priced free agents. In some cases, the infamous feuding. In many, many cases, in his first 23 seasons, he changed managers 20 times, including dismissing Billy Martin on 5 separate occasions, and general managers 11 times in 30 years. In July 1978, Martin said of Steinbrenner of his $3 million outfielder, Reggie Jackson, the two were meant for each other. One's a born liar, and the other's convicted. Well, the comment resulted in Martin's first departure. Though technically Martin resigned tearfully before the Yankees president Al Rosen followed through Steinbrenner's release of manager. Another notable policy instituted by the Steinbrenner is a strict grooming policy for males for professionalism-based reasons. Police, fire, and military departments, unless for religious reasons, a male player, coach, or executive may not wear any facial hair, wear a mustache, and hair may not be worn below the collar. However, a Yankee player presumably can wear long sideburns or mutton chops. This policy has led to some unusual and sometimes comical incidents on the field with the Yankees. The first such incidents occurred during the 1973 home opener against the Cleveland Indians, when the Yankees players' caps removed were standing at attention for the national anthem. Steinbrenner in the owner's box next to the New York dugout noticed that the hair of several of them was too long for his standards. Not knowing the players' names, he wrote down the uniform numbers of the offenders, who included Thurman Mosen, Bobby Mueser, Sparky Lyle, and Roy White, who had the list of demands to be trimmed immediately. The order was reluctantly laid to the players. So, you know, Steinbrenner was a very strict boss. He was the boss, and he made no bones about it. There was no passive aggressiveness with Steinbrenner. He was, led by the chin, and I think many, many New Yorkers respected him for that. And that's just how, Steinbrenner led his organization and by his life. So we wanted to make sure that we took some time to talk about George Steinbrenner today. We appreciate your time. George Michael Steinbrenner, George Michael Steinbrenner died today. July 13th, 2010. His life will always be a legacy in baseball. George, you'll be greatly missed and loved by all of your fans and all of your followers. Join us tomorrow for another episode of Off Balance. My name's Tom, and have a great day in sports.